Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our shir in the Sefer Orot HaTorah, Shel Maran HaGaon, Or Yisrael V'Kdosho, Maran Rav Kuk Zatzav. Anachnu beperek bet, piska bet, v'hadvarim yu l'schut Rav Avin Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leah, Hakitobat Rav Chaim Tzvi, Chol Anelvim Ilaha. Bapiska Kodemek Rainu, that learning Torah Lishma is Lashem Torah, without any other ulterior motives. That's the will of Hashem, that the world should be filled with His Chachma. And when a person is filled with Chachma Satorah, so he's Davik Bashem. This is the knowledge, Torah is the knowledge of Hashem. It's God's mind, so to speak, Kiviyachu, Kiviyachu. So that's what you do when you're learning, and God wants the earth to be filled with that, so Mamele tells us to learn. And in the Torah, there are two parts. There's spiritual parts that relate to Emunah, Musar, Chassidus, Kabbalah. And then there are practical parts. Shas, Poiskim, Rishonim, Achronim. When you're learning Torah Lishma, Shem Torah, your Zeicha, whether it's the practical parts, whether it's the spiritual parts, you're zochah to become close to Hashem and be davik b'Hashem, just as a chiluk. Omer Rav, ikar limud Torah lishma, binyanim haruchaniim, mitkayem adavar kifshuto, ki kirvat Hashem v'romemut hakedusha gluya behem. The yikar limud Torah lishma in spiritual matters, what we call today machshava, chassidus, kabbalah, it's fulfilled in the most straightforward way, because the closest to Hashem and the exalted Kedusha of Hashem is revealed in this Torah. Adam chash b'ofen galui Kedusha v'kirvat Hashem. V'adam mitromem al yadam, and you're exalted through them. Uve'inyanim ha'ma'asiim v'hem ha'kedusha v'kirvat Hashem inan gluyot in me. Concrete matters. Shor shenagach es haporo. Migu lohoitzi amrinan oloy amrinan. Hamotzi mechaber olav arayo. In the double soif. Kol amusagim eil. Where do you see the spirituality? Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe quoted hundreds of times, probably thousands, Nis'av eshiel odir betachtainim, that the light of God should penetrate and suffuse all of the earth. Therefore, tzichim lahavin shehem, zot omeret ha'inyanim ha'ma'asiyim, kulam sa'ifim ulevushim shel or ha'yosher v'hatzedek ha'eloki. They are all branches and garments and clothing of the light of straightness and the godly justice. Now, even though we're talking about levushim, the levush, like it says in the Zohar Kaddish, the nishmas ha'dorais is the pnimius, and other things we learn is the chitonius, but it's also Torah, it's also holy. It's a levush. Balatanya, when you learn Torah, you're being choyvek as ha'melech b'begodav. So you don't get the melech himself, he's got begodim on. You can't get the melech himself, not in this world. And to a certain extent, not even the next. The Melech himself is beyond. But I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the next world. But I can speak for this world. I don't know so much what goes on in this world either. I don't read the newspapers enough. I'll upon him. That was a joke. When you learn Torah, so that's the Lavush. The Lashon of the Balatanya in the fourth parak is, ואף שהתורה נתלבשה בדברים תחתונים גשמיים, הרי זה כמחבק את המלך דרך משה, שאין הפרש במעלת התקרבותו ודבקותו במלך בין מחבקו, כשהוא לבוש לבוש אחד, בין שהוא לבוש כמה לבושים, מאחר שגוף המלך בתוכה. You have the goof, it doesn't matter how many לבושים there are, the goof המלך is in there. So it's in בבא קמא, בבא מציא, and בבא בסרה. ובתוך כל הפרטים, יחד, נמצאת הנשמה האלוקית, של שכלול העולם, And in all of these details, these practical, concrete details, together, is to be found the godly soul of perfecting the world. B'chayim, b'chomer, b'ruach, b'chevra, u'vayachid, u'memela, nokev ha'or, v'yored gam ken, b'chol prat, u'frat. And all of these practical details is to be found the godly soul of the perfection of the world in the life of the spirit and the material, the community and the individual. In other words, this neshama elokit, this godly soul of perfecting the world, goes everywhere. It goes into the physical and into the spiritual, and into the community and into the individual, and it goes to every detail, because all of these details are drawing from this neshama elokit. We know that havaya is in every mitzvah, shem havaya, because adbash, you exchange the letters of adbash, so an aleph exchanges with a tuf and a beis with a shin, so mem exchanges with a yud and tzadi with a hey. So you have the beginning of the word mitzvah, yud, and then a hey. And then vayta, the last two letters are above and then a hey. Ayin baruch chayim HaKadosh v'yikra 18.4. B'kevan sheregesh halev v'asechel apnimi natun lehara elokit haklalit hamistateret b'chol hamon halimudim hamaasim. Since a person feels and is conscious that there is a godly soul in all of the practical halachas, in all of their details and details of details. A person feels the kedusha that exists in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, and in the Achronim. And he recognizes with his seichel, in general, the chokhmah and the amkus of the Torah. Mitavel yidei ze gilui pnimi b'chol prat ufrat. A person zoche to feel and taste to a certain extent the godly light in this practical learning. Sheyotzei lo lefi kishron ruchos shel kol echad. That is revealed according to everybody, the preparedness of every individual spirit. Depends on your madrega. So again, since the feeling of the heart and the intellect, and the internal, the heart and the internal intellect, are given over to the God, the general godly light that is hidden in all the details, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Ketzos, and the Nesivos, and the Reb Chaim, the Reb Shimon, the Reb Shmuel. So through this, there is a gilui in every person. You're able to taste the godly light in Torah. Somebody once asked Agon Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, I think it was one of these question and answer things of a young bacher. He said, what do I do when I get to the boring parts of the Torah? Maybe the Mishkan or whatever. He said, I happen to find fascinating. There's so much beauty and depth in Lamdas and learning about the Mishkan. Whatever he asked about, I think it was about the Mishkan. But whatever he asked about, what do I do? You're learning Maseches Zavim, you're learning Maseches Kalim. Remember, it took me a long time till I learned Kalim. That's boring, Kalim. It's a terrible way of looking at it. That's why I was afraid. You want the juice. You go above Mitzia, above Basra. Ah. But the Maitre said there's a lot of juice in Kalim also. But even if there wasn't, even if there wasn't Lamdas there, what Rav Aaron answered was that, let me rephrase the question. What do you do if you're, again, there's not an exact quote, but that's the idea that he was telling him. What do you do if you're not excited by Dvar Hashem? In a certain parasha. It's Dvar Hashem. Doesn't matter if it's Maseches Machshirin. Doesn't matter if it's Maseches Yevamis. It doesn't matter if it's Maseches Tamid. Doesn't matter. It's Dvar Hashem. And all the details of the Karbanis, And all the details of everything is Dvar Hashem. Our Dvar Hashem. And Mimela, that helps perfect your soul and the world. The Famim, sometimes after a lot of toiling, Mitrachev harayon mitgalem. After you toil a lot, the idea gets a form, a defined form, and you can express with words the spark of the godly light. שנתפס באיזה מן הפרטים, וברוממות מעלה בכל הפרטים. You can see the truth in them. Sometimes if you zeicha, you can see the truth. And you can explain it. You can explain the Or Eloki in this Torah. Even in the details. Sometimes you can explain it. ולפעמים מתגלה הדבר רק בתור התנוצצות עדינה בחדרי הלב. Sometimes you have this internal feeling. וכל פעם מעלת הנשמה לצו נעלה שחיים כולם מזדקחים על ידה. Nevertheless, even though we're talking about its notice, it's just a little bit of a spark inside that you can't necessarily define, but it elevates your neshama, and everything is perfected through that. You're perfected through that. It says about Yechem and Zakkai, שלא יניח מיקרא, מישנה, גמרא, הלכה, סגודס, דקדוקי תורה, דקדוקי סופר, קלה וחמור. He learned everything. תקופס, גמטריאוס, סיכס מלכי ישרס, you know the מלכי ישרס we're talking about. He knew סיכס שדים, the demons, the trees, the תחיס, the column. He knew so much. דבר גודל, גודל, קודם, מייסי מרכבה, הווי דבי ברבה. He saw the light of God in everything. To him was revealed in a Shema Elokit. How did Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai know Abai and Rava? Abai, he was a Tana. So, and they were Amoraim. So Rashi says in Sukkah 28, that it's talking about the Sfeikus. That he already answered them, and then at the time of the Amoraim, they were forgotten, so they were brought up again. The Chashban Bava Basra writes, Rabbi and Rava asked a lot of kashas and answered them, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mechaving. Zohar Kaddish, which according to tradition is related back, at least most of it, to Rashbi, you see names of Amoraim. It could be that he thought of it himself, and then afterwards it was written the name of Amoraim. He just didn't write it explicitly. Zeu kol osek b'Torah l'shma zuche ledvarim arbe v'ara klalit v'umata ne'emar v'lo odel shekol olam kulo kidai. If you're Osek B'Torah L'Shma, you're Zocha to a lot of things. And the whole world is Kedai for you because you're bringing down this light. The Shla writes in Hakdama L'Torah Shebichsav Or Chodesh Ki HaTorah Hu Ksav Melech Malchim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu שכוסב לעבוד בני אמנו דהיינו ומי ישראליס. והנה מלך בוסף דם שכס לעבוד אני מצא ועסכם שתכינו עצמכם למוחם בבני הצער הצרר. ורותירו להגביע חוי מועסו לסק עם כלי זין. ולקבל אוכל והרבה עניונים בזה הנה היועדים מלך הסביניין. עליהם מוטל בניין החוי מועס והיועדים תיקון כלי זין. מוטל להם עבוי דזו. ועל אוהבדי אדמה וקבית אוכל. אם יש אחד חוכם שיודע לעשות מלך הזו וגם אחרת, מחויב לעשות כל מה שיכול. ונעתה כל אחד מכם עצס המלך, מאחר שעשה כל מה שיוכל לעשות והיה מוכן לעשות ביותר, אם היה באפשר לו. וזה שונה רבי מאיר כל עסק בתור אל שמה זוכר דברם הרבה, ולא פירה שמיים הדברם הרבים. ומשפיר שאחר כך שאני קורא זה כואב ולא עוד. אלא עניין הוא שעוסק לשמה, לשמה שעוסק בתור הלומות ולקיים כל ציבור שימצא בתור שיוכל קיים מקיים, אז זה כול, כאילו קיים אף מה שאי אפשר לו לקיים. אשר הכין את עצמו בכל אשר ימצא. כתוב, ואין המיה מצידו, זהו שנאמר, זוכר לדברים הרבה, זוכר לדברים הרבה שלא עשום כי לא עשום. He says that the Torah is the word of God that he taught us, Melech HaLechem Melachim. And he gives a mashal that if a king says to, we're about to wage war, to prepare yourself, everybody's going to do what they can to prepare. And even if you weren't able to do everything, but you were ready to do it, so it's as if you did it. This is the same thing. When you learn Torah Lishma, you're learning to learn it and to be Mekayim, everything you learn. It's to fulfill everything you learn. So therefore, Zechel Advarim Harbe, if you learn Torah Lishma, you're Zechel to a lot of things. Meaning, it's as if you were Mekayim everything, because you were ready to be Mekayim everything, you're ready to fulfill everything. And not only that, B'nikwa Reya, and then it goes to the whole list of what you're Zechel to. But besides that, you're Zechel to lots and lots of things, Dvarim Harbe, because you're willing to do everything, you're willing to fulfill everything. So when you're Oisek Patara Lishma, you're Zochel Dvarim Harbe. The Rav here seems to be saying that's an elevation of your neshama. Your neshama becomes pure. And Kol Olam Kulo Kedayu Lo, because you have this Ara Klalis. Again, it's Kabbalis. I don't know exactly what the Rav means, but the Ara Klalis that one brings down, the general light that one brings down to the world. That's the Kol Olam Kulo Kedayu Lo. Because this Ara Klalis. So what we learned in this shtickle was that even in the practical things, in everything, it's easy in the more spiritual parts of Torah, but even in the more material parts of Torah, even in Dini Hashavas Aveda, whatever it may be, we have this tremendous tikkun that we're making in our soul. And sometimes you can see the godly soul in it, and sometimes you just feel it. Everybody on their own level. But it's important to know that whatever happens, whether you can express the godliness in it or not, you're purified. You bring down light to the world. You bring down light to your soul. And you're zochah to many, many things. Many good spiritual gifts. And then we saw in the Shla that he brings it to the place of Kiyum. You're ready to be Mekayim as if you're Mekayim everything. That's the Dvarim Harbe. All the things you didn't actually do that you were willing to do. And not only that, but you're a rea, you're an ov, etc. No, Moira Rabboisai, Zachinu Lumot Perak Bet Piskabet, Kamuvan Yesh, Harbe, Harbe, Harbe Yotilma, Lumot Velavin, Ulaha Amik, Bidivre Kacho Shal Maran Arab Zatzal, Viratzon, She Benet Niskel Amshich, Vel Horid Et Aorot HaGdolim, של דברי תורה קדושים אלו. אני יכול להגיד שכשלומדים את דברי הרב, בוודאי מרגישים את האלוקות. And it, you feel the neshama likes in his words. There's no question about it. When you're learning דברי הרב. So I thank you so much for listening. And please God, we'll continue. Shalom, shalom.